This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. It's a very dry autumn, and the fall breezes move dust across the land. Plumes of dust are the wake of cars and trucks rolling on dirt roads. It's not hard to spot traffic on distant dirt roads. If you get into woodland or riparian corridors, these fall breezes and gusts move the leaves and the ash and the sycamores and the cottonwoods. It's almost noisy. You go, oh man, I can't hear a thing. I can't hear a bird call. The sycamores are noisy because they got those beautiful big leaves, but cottonwoods get an award for noisy, fluttering cottonwood leaves sound like running water. And what a tease in a dry season. But I love this season. I love this dry season with breezes, the season of dry breezes. I love that the borderlands plants, are finishing their bloom. They're finishing setting seed, and now they're dispersing seed. The pappus of desert broom, of baccharis, the bristly heads of turpentine bush or burrow weed or thimble head, right? And a lot of the herbaceous plants go from green to brown or even disappear. If you like to grow wild native plants, this is a great season. I mean, you don't have to be a nursery person to love growing plants. I mean, there's joy in finding a few little black football-shaped seed of a 4 o'clock, right, hidden down in a cup of bracts, taking them home to make them germinate. Very cool. What about all the dry seed or seed heads, the pods, the capsules, the dry beans, the whole seed heads? It's so much fun to get out there and see those and collect them. A spray of Muhlenbergia immersalii, bluegrass. Oh, man, put that spray in a vase, on your dining room table. Oh, I'm going to help you make a list. Lucky you. No, let's make a list. Probably not complete, but a list of cool pods and capsules of fruit and stems, to put in vases or to adorn your shelves, your tables. Like, here's one. Screw bean mesquite seed. Hello. Devil's claw. Blue grandma, like the seed heads. Bullgrass, I said that one. Soap tree yucca, the seed pods. Coral bean. Oh, my goodness. Here's an easy one. Pine cones or the cones of Arizona cypress. And you're thinking, well, Petey's probably just walking around his house. Hello. could be. Oh, almost forgot. Winter fat. Oh my gosh. And a plant in the same family as winter fat is called Dysphania graveolens. Used to be Chenopodium graveolens. You're welcome. Common name, fetid goosefoot, because it has a nice odor. I like it. But here's why my partner, lover, and significant other and I collect this plant for dry arrangements. In the fall, this rich green annual, former goosefoot in the amaranth family, in the fall, the leaves drop and the stems and branches turn red. Yeah. Turn red. The botanical name is pretty cool. Dysphania graveolens. The dysphania is from a couple Greek words, and it means hard to see, with difficulty invisible. It's referring to the really tiny flowers on the plant. Graveolens, a species, strong smelling, but not so bad. Sort of a nice, not as stinky as its kissing cousin Epazote. And here's a little more botany, formerly of the goosefoot family, Chenopodiaceae, which has been absorbed into the amaranth family, Amaranthaceae. Around Ms. Mosquito and me, we find Dysphania graveolens in the woodlands of oaks, junipers, pines, splashes of red in the understory. Beautiful. Oh, yeah, these borderlands in the fall, they're beautiful. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.